Hello, guys. Yeah, God, I really needed that. Speed of Psych here. Now, I could not make all that I know about this topic on just one video, so there's a chance that there's going to be a part two, but we'll see. Moving on from that. And again, if you missed it, by the way, there's been plenty of people saying, you know, about the negative comments about somebody probably being a woman that's giving me a negative comment on my videos, or women, but it's actually both men and women, so just, you know, just give it a rest. It's both men and women that have been giving me, you know, bad comments, but moving on from that, again, where do I start with this? I mean, a long time ago, I did talk about, let's say like 2 years ago from now, about, you know, idolaters, as they're called. And idolaters are basically, you know, people, but, you know, a lot of guys, of course, that have relations with love dolls. And then there's, oh, dang it, I forget the name right now. I just had it in my head a moment ago. I was about to say it, but now I forget. There's, and, oh, fuck, I forget, so, God, I cannot get in my head now, sorry about that. I'll probably get it in my head in a moment here, though, but, and then there's, moving on from that, God, what the fuck was it that I was gonna say? I mean, so let's skip that. So it just seems like there's still the stereotype that for a lot of doll owners, that a lot of doll owners are people that are, I should say, handicapped. There's this misconception still even to this day that a lot of doll owners actually are handicapped, whether it's mentally, physically, or both. And, of course, I started making videos to show, hey, you know, that isn't really true. There's actually, even to this day, more people that are just, they're just people that have love dolls. Of course, not all of them are going to say, hey, you know, and then bring up a video of them with a love doll, of course, because that's just maybe in their minds a bit too private to do, obviously. And that's pretty understandable. Yep, I'll remember. But the biggest reasons why people typically will get a love doll, I'd say the top two reasons are for, I'd say kind of closer to the reason why I got one for the basic reason is just for a good release. You know, you just like the fact that it looks like, you know, let's say a woman in this case. It looks like a beautiful woman. You know, it's a work of art. And, of course, you want one. And your intentions are for a good release. And maybe a bit of role play, obviously. And, you know, the second biggest reason, I'd say, is for therapeutic reasons. Now, sometimes I will see plenty of people on here bad-mouthing women, and, you know, sometimes it could be for sometimes different reasons. I think it sometimes is just because they might have been rejected at one point, and so they come onto my channel and they will try to bad-mouth women because that just makes them feel better in their mind to bad-mouth women for that reason and say things like, oh, I'm going to replace all women with this doll because I got rejected, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm going to try and reject them back, you know, is in my mind why they're trying to do that. But that's also the reason why I try to tell people, you know, to not do that, because the reality is that, you know, something like that isn't really going to make you feel better. I mean, on the short term, yeah, there's a possibility it might make you feel like you're feeling better, but on the long term, it's actually going to make you feel worse, because for a moment you'll be out of reality. You're in your mind, hit like, hey, I'm going to say this. And then when you do it, the next moment, you're going to be back in reality. And then you're going to feel even shittier. But the only problem is that I think that if they keep on doing it, it's just going to keep on making them feel better, right? If they keep on doing it. But all they're doing is bringing back up a moment. And then that moment goes away, comes back, goes away. And this, and so it's like, it's this... It's this deal where they're just sad, happy, and then it's just not really helping. And so they're just kind of stuck in the same place, not getting any better. And I still cannot remember that fucking name for the life of me, my fucking God, that I was trying to think of earlier. I know I'll remember it probably after I make this video. But moving on from that... But yeah, you could say that I've seen a lot on his channel, especially. And I've even also learned things from doing my channel as well as speaking with people. And yeah. And of course, not all of the owners, you know, hate women, of course. I mean, God. I mean, that's not the reason why I got one. And that's part of the reason why I started making these videos in the first place. And every now and then, I will see somebody on my channel that'll be like, hey, dude, you're the guy that helped me realize I needed to get a love doll. And, you know, I even got a message like that recently from somebody. And I keep on telling people, you know, that's not really the reason why I started making love dolls in the first place. I'm not making these love doll videos in order to just, you know, get you to get a love doll. What I'm trying to say just in the first place is, you know, just for whatever reason, whether you want one or not, it's just whatever. But, you know, also to not judge the people that have them. Because primarily, these things are a sex toy. Now, originally, in the past, they were made for, I'd say, more of a therapeutic reason for disabled people. But the problem is that at one point, this kind of stuff became very techie. And then it became very popular. And then people, other than... you know, people that were mentally or physically handicapped started getting this stuff. And then it just kind of went from there. And it's only really been since, like, what, the mid-90s, I think, since they've been making, like, the realistic love dolls. Of course, back then it was very hard for them to make these dolls. But, you know, they've gotten better since then, of course. You know, they've come up with easier practices to make these love dolls, etc. But, of course, that was just a bit of history to kind of explain. And then kind of from then on, I think it really wasn't until halfway till maybe that last decade, people were finally starting to realize that these things were, well, a thing, to say the least. And then it just exploded. And to be frank with you, I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier, because when I was 20 years old, especially, I was already looking into getting one of these things. And there were ads all over the internet, actually, that were starting to erupt of, you know, sex dolls, love dolls, etc. And so eventually, 2 years later, I got one, of course. It was a fabric one. And then I moved up to a TPE. And then I got the real doll, which I still have. I don't have the TPE or the fabric one anymore, but I still have the real doll. And for now, that's enough for me, to be honest. I do not feel like paying another $2,000 to get a love doll at the moment. But we'll see here. Maybe next year or two, we'll see. But there's no promises. Anyway. Yeah, these things aren't fucking cheap. But yeah, I also meet many people on here that seem to think that everybody is getting these love dolls. And that's actually not really true either. There's so many people that I've also met outside of this channel that have either no interest in getting one for one reason or another, or I would say one of the biggest reasons why people might not want one just quite simply is because these things aren't exactly cheap. You know, a higher end doll that's, I would say, legitimately a good doll, at least, like, let's say, a TPE doll, you know, it's going to cost you like $2,000. You know, it could easily toss you, it could easily cost you $2,000 at least. And I swear, you know, that's just a lot of money. I mean, even for somebody this wealthy, they might look at that and think, are you sure I should be paying that much for a love doll? And the thing is, well, I mean, when you think about it, you know, for like let's say you get a section. For, you know, let's say you get the ass and the pussy section, you know, where that area is at. Well, that can easily cost you, with the right material, it could cost you like $300 easy. And sometimes I've seen them up to $400, if not a bit more sometimes, just for the section. But, you know, the section could also be easier to use than, you know, a full-size doll. But with a full-size doll, I mean, how much closer are you going to get to sex without actually having sex? And it even feels like having sex. I'm not, of course, going to say it feels just like having sex. I said it feels like having sex. So it always actually kind of makes me laugh when they say, oh, TPE is more realistic. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, every woman feels different, man. And no offense, but I just don't really think that some of these guys have actually ever touched a woman in their entire life. So I actually don't think that they even know what realistic feels like, to be honest. I just think that some guys are trying to justify their purchase by saying that. And, you know, I also think it's funny that they're trying to justify it too, because you don't actually have to justify it. You actually have a right to have a sex toy, whether it's for a good release or therapeutic reasons, etc. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. So why even bother justifying a purchase when it's actually not really anybody's business anyway? But moving on from that, of course. I almost had it right there, the name, but moving on from that. But I also just think that this has also become more of a thing because I also just think that a lot of people have been brought up to think of a relationship in the wrong manner. And I'm not saying everybody has been brought up to think of a relationship in the wrong manner. I'm saying a lot of people have. And just like, let's say, I guess I'll bring up for the moment, incels, who seem to think that the way that love works is, I would say, something very similar to an anime, where all you have to do is just act like this great guy, and then this anime woman will just fall in love with you, and this lady will always smiles and is always pretty, and she'll just fall in love with you because you're just such a great guy. Out of nowhere, almost. And I'm sorry, but that's just not how love works. And I understand a lot of people know this, but it just seems like more and more so there are guys out there, I'd say in this group in particular, that just seem to think this way. And it's one of the reasons why I've said in the past that our younger generations are not being prepared, is because they're being taught this stuff. They are being babysitted way too much, is the thing, as they grow up. And the reason why they're being babysitted so much is because a lot of our parents, when I was growing up, and further generations, have been so focused on going to work. And so, for one, let's say TV to their kids has become their babysitter. And other people, who knows? But, of course, for any babysitter, in order to babysit, do you have to tell these kids the things that they want to hear? And it's the reason why you have to do that is so they can better control them when the parents are gone. Because, you know, the thing is, most babysitters are legitimately not going to care for the kids the same way that their parents might. And I'm not saying that they won't, of course. Now, there's actually some babysitters that are really good babysitters. They actually probably care more about the kids than their parents do. But, you know, because there's also some bad parents out there, too. But I just think that this trend has also started from and stemmed from the fact that we are just so focused on working all of the damn time at our job. It is no longer the days of, you know, the kids come back to the farm after school's done. Now, that's maybe somewhat the case here in Iowa. There's plenty of farm work out here. There's plenty of farmer kids out here. But in most states, it's just not like that anymore. And it's also the reason why they took out some of the break from the school year. Because it used to be 3 months at least. And now it's 2 months now. Because now these kids don't have farm work to do anymore. And so now they're just bored throughout the whole entire summer. And so they took a month out of the summer break, that is. But of course, moved on from that. But in my mind, that's just kind of what it stemmed from. And that's also kind of stemmed to a lot of other things, other than people getting love dolls, of course. But in my mind, that's just what it stemmed from. Is that I think people haven't really gotten out of their heads as they have grown up that they need a babysitter. And in my mind, a love doll is in a way a babysitter. And in this case, it's a babysitter to, I would say, kind of escape. This is a babysitter to help us escape from reality. And it's also there to help us feel comfortable because we are still, as we grow up, in our minds that we need a babysitter. And this love doll has become this new babysitter to us. And of course, the only problem with that is that some people are maybe trying to be around their babysitter a little bit too much. And they just can't really get their heads around the, you know, reality sometimes. And I'm just saying that sometimes they can't get their head around reality. Now, the way I escape sometimes, I use my escape to take a break from reality, which is what a lot of other people do. But it just seems like more and more people are using this escape more so to just get away from reality versus just taking a break from it. And in a way, who can really blame them? I actually can't even criticize them for it because the thing is, reality actually does suck ass. It really does suck ass. And it can suck ass even more so depending on who you are. But without that in the notion, my God. Because I don't want this video to be too much longer. I just sometimes think that people kind of need to take more of a break from their escape sometimes. And I do understand the fact that anything that results in a good feeling can become an addictive thing. Whether it's video games or having love doll or just whatever. So to speak. But with that being said, I guess I'll just end this video because I got so much to say, but I just can't continue without just blabbering on. So I'll stop the video here and I'll see you guys in the next video. Bye.